The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Have you ever sent a text message or emailed someone and realized, why did I send that? Why did I send that? Good morning, it's Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm a businesswoman, okay? We come in here, we have a good time. But in all actuality, we all own a piece of this business. And I was having a business conversation with a very powerful person in the industry.
All right.
And at the close of said business talk via text, I hit the heart button.
Oh
my gosh.
Not that big a deal.
It is a very big deal because heart says 12-year-old girl. Not woman in charge.
So you're talking about like when you reply to the message, you can get a little thumbs up, thumbs down,
heart. I meant a thumbs up because thumbs up says cool, assertive, we good.
It doesn't
say powerful woman. It doesn't say, it says, okay. And I couldn't unsend it because the woman has freaking green box. She's a Samsung. She's not an Apple.
She's an Android user. So no matter what, you are above her.
Yes, dude.
Oh my gosh. Right,
relax, Mark Cuban. You're not in the Shark Tank. Okay, dude? It's not that big of a deal. As a matter of fact, I think a heart a lot of times is more enduring than a thumbs up. I think a thumbs up.
And it was to another female, right?
Oh, so see, there you go.
If it was another man, it could have been interpreted differently.
Well, that was kind of sexist automatically.
It was
totally sexist.
I'm kind of sexist guy.
So you would so you wouldn't be open to me to sending you hearts in reply?
Oh, if you sent it to me, I would love it.
Oh, yeah. See, look at this.
We know each other, and none of you are helping me at this point. I should have never sent the heart.
It's not that big a deal.
It's not that
really,
big of a deal. Yeah,
Trust me, I would have a meltdown if it was.
And as a matter of fact, if she turns whatever business deal you guys have going on down because you sent her a heart, I don't want to do business with her. You can't accept love and prosperity, then not.
We need this business. Let's hope she loves the heart.
She will, dude. She will. Everybody loves a heart,
and
bro.
We're not holding her accountable for having an Android.
Yeah.
How about that part?
You just said I'm already above her.
What kind of society do we live in right now that has you overthinking about giving hearts? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You're right. It is society's problem. Yes, it's society's fault. I did good. We're getting the business. National Day Anthony A.
Let's kick it off by wishing the U.S. Army a very happy birthday.
Let's go, Army. Yes.
Yes. And we also got National Bourbon Day and National Marriage Day. So I think those two
go hand in hand.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Automatic, you're not a drinker and you're married to me, but of course I'm a perfect wife. So why would you drink?
Yes. Hand me the bourbon.
Heart that one right there. And let's go ahead and wrap it up on International Bath Day. Get rid of that stink.
Oh, so this is weird, but we just moved into this new house, and I love my bathtub. It's one of those oversized bathtubs. However, the plug had this huge button on the top. I don't know how else to describe it. And when you're in there, it would hit my butt. It would hurt. And so I had to have a contractor come in and put a smooth plug on. You know what I'm talking about, right, Automatic?
I helped pay for it, Dan. I know exactly
what. Does that ever happen? I don't use the bathtub,
but yes.
We've taken baths together.
I'm not a bath guy.
I'll take a bath.
That's pretty romantic. Did you guys are bathing together?
It's marriage day. You know, take a little bath.
Get to know that.
Remember when you were little, though? Didn't you all take baths when you were little?
No, my grandma was very strict on us taking baths. She would stand by the door and say, "That's enough water."
Group in the desert, dude.
Yeah, dog. You had to bathe
in
like an inch of water,
dog. Bath toys? Didn't you have like rubber duckies or anything?
Hell no. I had to play with my grandma's shampoo bottles.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, if you just turn the radio on, this is the Down of the DM breakdown, and we're talking about Alexandra and Ricardo. Now, she hit me up because she knew 100 that Ricardo had made reservations to go biking. You know how they have the little tours and stuff? And she's like, well, he hasn't asked me. Well, turns out he did ask another woman. This is what went down. And I need their name as well so we can reserve their equipment.
Mm-hmm. It's a woman. Her name is Cassandra. Do you need a last name?
What the is Cassandra, and why are you taking her bike riding?
So who's this Sandra lady? Who is Sandra? Is it going down in the DM? No. Listen to how this one played out. Well, what? Who are you taking, Ricardo? What's going? Tell us.
It's my mom.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Sandra?
Cassandra is your mother. I want to know why you didn't tell your girlfriend you're going biking with your mom.
You know why? She doesn't like my mom.
Yeah, that's because she's always in our business. Like, she doesn't give us any breathing room.
She's not always in our business. She just wants to see me more often.
Yeah, well, you're not a little boy anymore. Like, grow the f*** up. Be a man.
Hey, hold on. Alexander, how does cutting your mom out of your life make you more of a man?
Come on. He's a man now. He doesn't need to be going to mommy's house every week.
Oh, no. Jeez. It's his mother. He had to hide hanging out with his mother because this woman doesn't like her boyfriend's mom.
Oh.
Before we talk about this, the phones have been ringing with this one, and I knew they would. Let's take a call first. Who is this?
Robin, my name AD.
Oh, we got a man. Ladies, turn the radio up. We got a man. What do you think about this, AD?
Shorty's bugging. That's it.
Right? Why are you mad about a man who's treating his mother well? Why are you mad about a man who wants to hang out? That's ridiculous. It sounds like she's jealous of his mother.
Yeah, that kind of blew me right there. I don't know about that.
Is it a deal breaker for you?
It's a long, long talk about it, but I ain't going to say a deal breaker.
Okay, yeah, you got to talk about it. I like that approach. You can't just, you got to have a conversation, but if she keeps doing that kind of stuff, it's like you're out. Your mom's important.
Facts. Shout out to the man, because they definitely snitched quick.
Got to do what you got to do sometimes, you know.
All right, man, we appreciate you listening.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye. Oh, it's not a deal breaker, but it's a red flag in my book, because I have had instances where I've been with somebody and they don't want to be around my family. Well, I don't know. My family's crazy. Sometimes I don't want to be around my family.
I love your family.
I think this might be a deal breaker for the girlfriend, right? Because if sometimes moms and significant others is a weird mixture.
But she's trying to keep him from his mother. If you don't like the family that much, then maybe you shouldn't be with a man,
that's what
not
I'm
the
saying.
Other way around.
Like, just get out of there, dude.
I used to have a girlfriend like that.
Hold
yeah.
on, Horta, you just said I like your family because your family and my family are equally
crazy.
They're
both crazy, so yeah, it's good. Yeah. But the one, I had a girlfriend like this, and she did try to keep me away from my parents and keep me away from my family because she just wasn't a fan of them.
Is that true? Do you really believe she wasn't a fan of them?
She didn't want to be around them.
She just wanted to control you, because for me, oftentimes when I was in these either physical or emotionally abusive relationships, the person didn't want me around my family because that's how they control you. Mind control, physical control, all of that, because if you only rely on that person, then you don't have anybody else that
she
you can
only
turn
wanted to be around her family. She didn't want to be around my family at all.
Damn. Automatic. Well, you know what? That hurts my heart. And tell your brothers that I think they're cool dudes, and your mom that I'm a fan of her.
Yeah.
Unlike that girl, dog.
Everybody likes Maura.
I think that you have to be with somebody who appreciates their family. And it's sometimes, for me personally, I was with somebody who pulled me away from my family because they were controlling. It was an abusive situation. And if you don't have anyone, they have more control. And I cut my family off. I cut my friends off. I saw less and less of them. And maybe Alexandra, she's trying to do that to Ricardo. You know, have you been in this type of relationship where the person you're with is trying to keep you away from your own family? Call us and we'll talk about it another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so glad I'm not single, because I can't even imagine dating in today's world with all the apps and everything you got to go through to meet people. And this young woman, her name is Sydney Jordan. She said, I was seeing a guy I thought was perfect. And then one night he blocked me. But before he did that, he sent me a message and said, sorry, I'm married. My wife is currently giving birth.
What the
That is the worst way on earth to get dumped. They had been seeing each other for 4 months. That means Sydney met this married man when his wife had already conceived the baby, 5 months before?
Wow.
What kind of man does this to his woman? And should Sydney
to his
put
pregnant
him on,
wife?
To his pregnant wife. Should Sydney put his name on blast is the question that she's got going on the internet right now. I say, call me, girl. We do a down in the DM, and yes, we will put him on blast. I can't even believe she had to put up with that.
That's rough, dude. Let's continue the dogging of bad men here, all right? So a 28-year-old man was arrested and sentenced to 3.5 years for lifting his sleeping ex-girlfriend's eyelid to unlock her iPhone.
No, he did not.
So he could steal $24,000. That's right. The man remained anonymous, but he opened up her eyes, made her look at the phone, and transferred the equivalent of $24,000 to his line of credit.
Did he slip her a gummy or something before?
How did she not wake up when somebody's trying to open your eyes?
I don't know, dude. Some women are deep sleepers, dog. I don't get it either, but she got, bro.
Did he have to give the money back?
Hell yeah, of course, dude. Now, is $24,000 worth 3.5 years?
Oh, he got what he deserved.
Well, I'm a firm believer in karma, and that guy's got a lot of bad karma coming his way.
Both those people, yeah.
This lady I'm about to talk about has a lot of good karma coming her way. So what's worse than a canceled flight?
Cancel culture?
Yeah.
No. True.
Nice.
But maybe being stuck in an airplane bathroom for 4 hours. A teacher was flying from Chicago to Iceland when she started to feel sick, so she took one of those rapid COVID-19 tests, and it came back positive. With the help of the flight crew, she quarantined in the airplane's bathroom for 4 hours the rest of the flight. She's actually still quarantining in a hotel in Iceland, and a few of the flight attendants actually took care of her, and they brought her gifts.
Because they're thankful that they didn't get COVID.
Exactly. She was looking out for everybody and spent some hours on the toilet, unlike your husband, who just goes there to hide from you.
I hate that. Automatic will be in the bathroom, and I'm like, what are you doing in there?
Reading an article.
For 4 hours?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love the fact that we get to sit down with interesting people all the time. And one of the most, I think, fascinating conversations we've had in a minute is with Kevin Gates. Would you agree?
Oh, by far.
He dropped some gems. And Anthony, you asked him how he decided to work with Sexy Red. And then also, I had to also ask, why do you think so many people criticize her? Here's what Kevin Gates had to say.
She was authentically herself. She was unafraid to live in her truth. And if you come from where I come from, like the inner city, impoverishment, poverty stricken, she's only a representation of what so many mothers deal with every day. Like my baby dad in jail, why I'm pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I like my heart went out to her. I was like, man, that's she real. No wrong people ain't gonna respect it. They gonna look for flaws because whenever you got somebody that's living with a facade, they always see authenticity as a threat.
He's right about that. If you're attacking someone without trying to understand where they come from, why this is happening, why they speak that way, I feel like you don't really get it. And it says a lot about yourself.
And a lot of the times people haven't been in that kind of situation where they were surrounded by that. So you're right. They just don't understand.
You got to try to, though. You know the old saying, walking in someone else's shoes? That's real.
Oh,
that's real right there. I just love all the gems that Kevin Gates had. I want you to watch the conversation. Go to Dana Cortez Show on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel.
And if intelligence isn't what you like, then I do take my shirt off and show Kevin Gates my man boobs.
He does.
So there's a good amount of ignorance in there, too, provided by me.
For sure. Check it out, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.